Rome, AP, Pope Francis met privately with King Charles III and Queen Camilla on Wednesday at the Vatican during the royal couple's four-day state visit to Italy and on the occasion of their 20th wedding anniversary, the Vatican announced. It was the first announced meeting since the Pope's return to the Vatican after 5 weeks in the hospital for life-threatening double pneumonia. Francis had planned to have an audience with Charles, but that was officially postponed due to the Pope's health. The Vatican statement said that the Pope wished Charles and Camilla a happy anniversary, and the King in return wished the Pope a speedy recovery. The Pope has been convalescing at the Vatican since March 23, and appeared to the faithful in St. Peter's Square on Sunday. Earlier on Wednesday, Charles stressed the need for close ties between Italy and the UK in a historic speech in the Italian Parliament on Wednesday, calling for unity in defense of common values at a time of war in Europe. Charles, the first British monarch and fourth foreign leader to address a joint session of the Italian Parliament, highlighted the long history between the UK and Italy and their shared culture, going back to the ancient Romans. Our younger generations can see in the news every day on their smartphones and tablets that peace is never to be taken for granted, Charles said. The British King was on the third day of his visit to Italy, seen as part of an ongoing effort by London to strengthen ties with its European allies amid global turbulences and rising instability. Our countries have both stood by Ukraine in her hour of need and welcomed many thousands of Ukrainians requiring shelter, he said in his speech, warning that images of wars were now reverberating again across the continent. Charles added that Italian and British armed forces stand side by side, as part of the NATO alliance, noting the two countries' joint plans to develop with Japan a new fighter jet. It will generate thousands of jobs in our countries and speaks volumes about the trust we place in each other, he said. During the Italian trip, King Charles and Queen Camilla also marked their 20th wedding anniversary, which will be further celebrated Wednesday evening at a state dinner hosted by President Sergio Mattarella at the Quirinale Palace. Earlier on Wednesday, Charles met Italian Premier Giorgia Meloni at Rome's Villa Doria Pamphili, enjoying a walk in the 17th-century palace's gardens. In a few weeks, he will mark the 80th anniversary of the end of the Second World War in Europe together with Mattarella. Climate change warnings. Charles also spoke passionately in his address about threats facing the planet, recalling another speech he gave in Italy 16 years ago and how the warnings he made at the time about the urgency of the climate challenge were depressingly being borne out by events. He noted extreme storms, normally seen once in a generation, are now an issue every year, and countless precious plant and animal species face extinction in our lifetimes. Sections of the speech were delivered in Italian, with the King prompting the applause of Italian lawmakers when he noted, "And by the way, I hope I'm not ruining Dante's language so much that I'm never invited to Italy again." Charles was on his first trip abroad this year after being taken to hospital over side effects related to his ongoing cancer treatment. Giada Zampano and Colleen Berry, The Associated Press.